આપ છો SBS રેડિયો ગુજરાતીની સાથે.
ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયામાં શાસન વ્યવસ્થા લોકશાહી ડબે ચાલે છે. દર વર્ષે અનેક અહેવાલો અને રિપોર્ટ રજૂ થતા હોય છે જે તે દેશની લોકતાંત્રિકતાને મૂલવે છે. યુનિવર્સિટી ઓફ ન્યૂ સાઉથ વેલ્સના એસોસિએટ પ્રોફેસર સાલ્વાતોર બાર્બનોસે આ પર એક શોધ પુસ્તક પ્રકાશિત કર્યું છે. ભારતવંશીઓ માટે રોચક વાત એ છે કે એમની આખી ચર્ચા ભારતના સંદર્ભે છે. તો ભારત, ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા અને લોકશાહી, આ અંગે વધુ જાણવા અમે તેમની મુલાકાત લીધી. પ્રોફેસર બાર્બનોસ જણાવે છે કે કોઈ પણ લોકશાહી માટે એક સંસ્થાગત માળખું અનિવાર્ય છે, જો કે તે કેવી રીતે કામ કરે છે તેનું મૂલ્યાંકન એક ખૂબ જટિલ પ્રક્રિયા હોઈ શકે.
We have a lot of theory of democracy, but often the theory of democracy is poorly reflected in actual measures. So I don't question the broad Western consensus about what a democracy is, that democracy requires a set of institutions that help support democracy, that form the foundation of democracy, things like a free press, an independent judiciary. These are all part of what makes democracy possible. The problem is that these are very difficult things to measure. And in my research, what I've done is I've shown serious gaps in the way that democracy ratings organizations evaluate these sorts of institutions, particularly in India. And I'm able in my new book to point to the detailed ways in which they have mischaracterized India by going to actual data sources. That is, instead of relying on expert opinion, what I try to do in the book is benchmark actual results for India against results for other countries to try to evaluate where India stands vis-a-vis other countries that we accept as being democracies, countries like Australia and Germany, the United Kingdom, the United States. And if we find that on these metrics that we're able to measure, India is actually very similar to Western democracies, then it doesn't make sense to accept the subjective expert evaluations that say that India is doing far worse.
ભારત અને પશ્ચિમી લોકશાહીની વાત સમજાવતા તેઓ કહે છે કે જ્યારે ભારતમાં પણ પશ્ચિમની જેમ સંસ્થાઓ છે જે લોકતાંત્રિક માળખાને મજબૂતી આપે છે, પણ ભારતનો મતદાતા અને પશ્ચિમી દેશોનો મતદાતા જુદા છે. જ્યારે ભારતનો મતદાતા વધારે પરંપરાવાદી, ધાર્મિક અને આર્થિક રીતે ઓછો સક્ષમ છે, ત્યારે તેની જરૂરિયાતો અન્ય દેશોના મતદાતા કરતાં જુદી છે. પણ આને લઈને એવું માનવું કે ભારત ઓછો લોકતાંત્રિક દેશ છે તે ભૂલભરેલું કહી શકાય.
The biggest difference between Indian democracy and Western democracy has nothing to do with the institutions. The institutions in India are very closely parallel to the institutions in Western countries. The difference is the electorate, which is to say that the voters in India are very different people. They're very different culturally, economically, ideologically different, religiously different from their counterparts in the West. Now, democracy means that we reflect the views of the voters, and the institutions that protect democracy are meant to ensure that the voters' will is reflected in their representation and in their political institutions. What we don't tend to recognize in India is that the typical voter in India is far poorer, much more traditional, much more religious than a typical voter in Australia or Europe or North America. That means that they want different things. Now, wanting different things doesn't mean that a country's not a democracy. It just means that the terms on which elections are fought, the key issues that are important to voters, are different in India than they would be in a Western country.
ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન લોકશાહી વિશે સમજાવતા તેઓ કહે છે કે જ્યારે ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન લોકશાહી બ્રિટિશ લોકશાહીની જ ઉપજ છે, ત્યારે ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા બ્રિટન કરતાં પણ વધુ મજબૂત સંસ્થાગત માળખું ધરાવે છે. ઉપરાંત ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન મતદાતા તેના નેતાઓ પ્રત્યે વધુ શંકાશીલ છે, જે તેની લોકશાહીને એક મજબૂતી પ્રદાન કરે છે. આમ, સંખ્યાત્મક ઢબે ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન લોકશાહી અન્ય દેશો જેવી હોવા છતાં ગુણાત્મક રીતે વધારે સુદૃઢ છે.
Australia has a very strong democracy. In many ways, Australian democracy is much better and more firmly institutionalized than the British democracy from which it arises. The British Constitution is famously unwritten. In Britain, parliamentary supremacy is absolute. There are very few checks and balances in the British system to thwart an activist parliament from doing things that may be undemocratic. In Australia, there are much greater institutional buffers set around democracy, both by the written constitution in Australia, but also by an independent judiciary in Australia, by extensive jurisprudence in Australia, and also ultimately by the character of the Australian people, who tend to be much more skeptical of their leaders than in the United Kingdom. So Australian democracy is actually very robust. Now, when we get to quantitative measures, Australian democracy is very similar to British or any other leading Western democracy. It's difficult to distinguish between them quantitatively. But qualitatively, I think Australia has a real advantage over the old world democracies of the United Kingdom and Western Europe.
Australia અને ભારતની લોકશાહીની તુલના કરતા તેઓ જણાવે છે કે ભારતમાં કાર્યપાલિકા પર ઘણા નિયંત્રણો છે જે ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયામાં તે સ્તરે નથી. ભારતનું રાષ્ટ્રપતિનું પદ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાના ગવર્નર જનરલ કરતા વધુ શક્તિ ધરાવે છે જે કાર્યપાલિકા પર એક સબળ નિયંત્રણ તરીકે વર્તે છે.
Well, Australia has much to learn, in particular from India. We don't often think of Western countries learning from non-Western countries, but the fact is that in India there are greater checks on executive power than there are in Australia. There's a better developed sense of regionalism and federalism in India than in Australia. There is a check on power through the presidency in India. The Governor General in Australia is essentially, you know, since 1975, has been nothing but a rubber stamp for the executive. Whereas in India, because of the experience of the emergency in 1975-77, things went the other way, and the president became more of an independent conscience of democracy, in a way that the Governor General in Australia really isn't. So there are ways in which Australia could learn from India, and of course, every country can learn from every other country's experience. But I think we really should start thinking seriously about India, not just as an adequate democracy or a good democracy for the third world, but in fact being an example of democracy from which other countries can learn.
અંતે તેઓ સમજાવે છે કે જ્યારે વિશ્વમાં લોકશાહીનો વિચાર લગભગ સમાન છે ત્યારે એ વાત ધ્યાનમાં લેવાની ખાસ જરૂર છે કે દરેક દેશ અને પ્રદેશ જુદો છે, તેના લોકો ભિન્ન છે, અને કોઈ પણ લોકશાહીમાં લોકોની પસંદગી જ સૌથી અગત્યની બાબત છે. કારણ કે લોકશાહીનો પાયાગત સિદ્ધાંત જ એ છે કે લોકો પોતાનું શાસન કરે અને પોતાના ભવિષ્ય અંગેના નિર્ણય લે.
Again, I should stress that there really is a single idea of democracy. What we have to accept is that there are different populations with different preferences that can be expressed democratically in different ways. So in my book, you know, in Dharma Democracy, I demonstrate how Indian democracy operates at a formal level in a very similar way to Western democracy. There really is very little difference between the institutions of Indian democracy and the institutions of Western democracies. The real difference is that a true democracy must accommodate people who have different opinions. And the range of opinions and the range of human experiences in India are very different from the range of opinions in Australia or Western Europe. And those of us who study democracy really have to learn to accept the wisdom of the voter, that ultimately it's the voter who is sovereign. That's what democracy means. It means that people govern themselves, not that we choose for voters, but that voters choose the future they want for their own countries.
SBS Gujarati par ahval aape sambhyo Sushan Desai pase thi.
Aa prakar ni vadhu mahiti melavva mango cho? Amne sambhali shaksho Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ke jya pan tame tamara podcast melavta hov.